Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now think about this. You have the blessing of your parents living next door to provide childcare, but how do you deal with mom's chronic criticism? Well, we'll address this question and more on this week's podcast, How Do I Deal with My Critical Mother? As always, it's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. Now, folks, this is a very special podcast for me because it is Healthy Family Connections podcast number 100. If someone had told me a couple of years ago that I'd be producing 100 podcasts with thousands of folks tuning in, you could have blown me over with a feather. But here we are, and I'm thrilled to be here. So to all of you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now to celebrate, I'm having a drawing to give away 5 copies of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. To enter, all you need to do is leave a brief review of the Healthy Family Connections podcast on iTunes, and then go to my website, neildbrown.com, and send me an email telling me that's what you did, and we'll enter you in. Easy peasy. The drawing will be on April 10th. Okay, let's remember this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. And before we read the question today, I'd like to give a shout out to the Global Youth Strike for Climate Action. Youth have the right to demand that we take action to protect the planet that they're inheriting. And just think, this was started by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, a Swedish teenager. Let's hear it for teens and young adults who empower themselves to change the world. Thanks. Okay, today we're hearing from Mary. And Mary is from St. Paul, Minnesota. And Mary writes, "My mother and stepfather live next door to us. This arrangement is so that my husband and I would have childcare as we both have very demanding professional jobs. When the children were very young, it worked out reasonably well, as my mother is good with young children. But now that they are 7 and 10, mom doesn't set limits well and blames me for not teaching them to listen. Not only does she blame me for her inability to set limits, she constantly criticizes me in general. How I cook, dress, how I talk with my husband, she even has opinions about our friends. Sometimes I get angry with her and fight, but that accomplishes nothing and I feel even worse about myself than if I just took her criticisms and let it go. Now my husband is frustrated with me because I'm always upset with the situation and I feel like I can't please anybody. I find myself crying after any problem these days. I feel stuck here and I wonder if you have any ideas for me." Well, thanks for reaching out, Mary. That is a heck of a dilemma. A common one. And you bit the bullet and you endured your mother's chronic criticism for the support you needed and that your kids needed and your husband. But now you're not getting quality childcare support and you're still enduring mother's chronic criticism. And related to all that, you have a husband who's upset with you as well. So, before we look at some ways for you to deal with things, let's take a look at some of the issues going on here. Now, I love the fact that your kids have a close relationship with their grandparents. In our very mobile society, we often lose those close extended family relationships, and that's a loss for our children, it's a loss for our parents, and it's a loss for us. So it's great that you have your mom and your stepdad nearby. But it sure does sound like mom is a difficult personality. And related to that, your self-esteem area suffered. Ideally, we want to raise kids to understand themselves and accept and feel good about themselves, enjoy being who they are as they learn and grow. We want them to build their confidence and capacity for independence as they grow up. And to accomplish that, it takes parents who are committed to their children and also feel good enough about themselves that they can offer feeling good about themselves to their children. In other words, you can't give what you don't have. So when parents don't have self-esteem, it's hard to give it to their children. Mary, it sounds like you got love and attention from your mom, but you didn't get a mother who feels good enough about herself to help you feel good about yourself. Undoubtedly, your mom grew up in a compromised environment where she felt unworthy about herself. And her response to that is to externalize those feelings, and rather than feel bad about herself all the time, she finds fault with others, and not surprisingly, her chronic fault finding finds you. No fun. And you've been dealing with it your whole life, and it's holding you back from feeling happy, from feeling successful, and I dare say even joyful. So, I'm glad to hear that you have a challenging professional job, because that tells me that you are talented and that you're competent. And while you know that you can be talented and competent on the inside, I'm going to guess that you have a certain amount of doubt and maybe even feel like you're faking it every day, that you aren't really as competent and talented as you act. That self-doubt often comes with chronic criticism. That's why I think that. Anyway, Mary, we have our work cut out for us, but do not despair. You can do this. First of all, Mary, you're in burnout. Managing work, your mother, your wonderful children, and your wonderful husband without support is too much. So the fact that you find yourself crying a lot is not surprising. Where can you get some initial support? Some initial self-care. Right now, don't try to solve anyone's problems or try to change anyone's behavior. Take a friend and get away for the weekend. Go someplace where they give massages, or you can be in nature and take walks. You need support, and you need some one-on-one time with yourself in a calm, natural setting. Doctor's orders. That's step one. Step two is a change in orientation towards your mother, towards your children, and towards your husband. We need a more empowered version of you. Right now, your orientation is to please others. Make everything work. Do what it takes to make everyone happy. And that, of course, is impossible. Mary, even though we haven't met, I'm going to bet anything you're a fabulous person. Your mother should be honored to have you as a daughter. Your husband should be honored to have you to love and be loved by. And your children should be lucky, are lucky, to have you as their mother. No, you're not a perfect person. No one is. No one. No such thing as perfect. We only have who we are. Yet, you're plenty wonderful, and your biggest downside is in trying to please rather than simply be yourself. To set your limits where you need them, to ask for what you need, have your own requirements of others, and give yourself permission to take quality care of yourself. In other words, Mary, you can no longer live with the legacy of your mother's chronic criticism. Chronic criticism tells a child that no matter what they do, it isn't enough. It isn't good enough. I'm inviting you to outgrow that message and wear a new one. Adopt a new narrative. Upgrade your internal operating system. A new narrative or operating system that says I'm empowered and I'm entitled to be myself, to set my limits and be loved and supported by my intimates, loved and supported for who I am, not just for what I do. Now, how does that sound? Pretty cool? How are we going to put this new attitude into action? Well, actually, Mary, it's not as hard as you think. but it means changing some pretty entrenched relationship patterns since your relationships are steeped in you trying to make others happy. Here are some tools for making that change, and let's start with your mother, because your relationship with her is key to your sense of self and your narrative. So if you change your relationship with mom, you can change your relationship with everyone else much more easily. Let's just say you come over to get the kids and mom says, "I can't watch the kids if you don't teach them to listen." Well, the old you might say, "Mom, that's the way kids act. I can manage them when I'm there, but I can't do anything when I'm at work." For instance, right? You'd say something like that. Well, the new you is going to say something very different. Here's the new you. "Sounds like the kids weren't listening very well. That can be exhausting. Let's sit for a moment with the kids and review the rules." See, Mary, what did we do here? We acknowledged mom's experience. We empathized. We did not get defensive. Being defensive is what we do when we try to get the other person not to blame us. In your mother's case, that's never going to happen. And being defensive in any case is rarely effective anyway. But it is natural that we respond with defense when we feel attacked or blamed. But all it ever does is engage in argument. So your goal is to never engage in argument with your mother, or for that matter, with your children or anyone. It's always going to be more effective to acknowledge their thoughts and feelings, empathize, and then establish a boundary or offer a suggestion. So this is, by changing that, you're going to be changing a pattern. That's the difficult part, is that you keep getting pulled into the old behavior, but with these new tools, you don't have to go there anymore. You can change the pattern. You can give yourself permission to outgrow your need for approval and validation from mom. She doesn't do validation and approval. If she did, Mary, you'd already have it. It can be challenging to give yourself permission to be emotionally and socially more mature than our parents. After all, we grew up needing and seeking their approval. And so, like I said earlier, if we get validation and support growing up, along with, of course, limits and guidance, then we're primed to continue to learn and grow, primed to mature ourselves. But when the validation and support are missing, we need to come to that realization sometime in our adulthood on our own and give ourselves permission to learn and grow all on our own. And that's where you're at, Mary. Say mom criticizes your friend Andrea, for instance. Okay? Andrea is too bossy. You can respond with, "Mom, you can call it that. She does have strong ideas," and let it go there. Now, if mom wants to take it further, you can simply end it by saying, "She's a good friend and I really appreciate her." Okay, so that's what I'm saying is mom's going to have her thoughts. Mom's going to have her opinions. Mom's going to have her experience. And all you have to do is acknowledge it. That'll change the pattern. It's going to be hard because you want to be sucked into the old way of responding. But if you get really conscious ahead of time when you go to interact with your mom and use this new school set, this new skill set, you're going to be changing that pattern. Now, I've focused my words today on your relationship with your mom, which is what you specifically asked about, Mary. But we also have your two children and your husband to shift your relationship pattern with. We're not going to take all that on here today, but by changing your pattern of relating with your mom, you'll be growing your new healthy narrative, your healthy, empowered self. Now think about how you can bring that to your parenting and to your relationship with your husband. It's time to repattern those relationships as well. Mary, I strongly suggest you get yourself a first-class therapist, someone who will not only listen and empathize, but will give you some actionable tools and strategies for taking better care of yourself and setting limits with confidence and with grace. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Mary for sharing her situation with us, and it's a very common situation, so I'm sure there's lots of folks who are feeling it. Hey, remember, in celebration of my 100th podcast, don't delay entering the drawing to win a copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. All you need to do is write a brief review on Healthy Family Connections on iTunes. Go to my website and let me know that you did. That way, I'll have your name and your email address, and I'll be able to enter you in the drawing on April 10th. In the meantime, please do remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.